If any man among you seem to be religious, and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is vain. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widow in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. Well, blessings to you today. In Jesus' name, this is Steve Clark, and this is the last day in this series on James chapter 1. That's what I read there, the last two verses of James chapter 1. And our last time, our last session there, we were talking about being doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving our own selves. And we saw how that if you're just a hearer of the word, but you don't do what God says, then you're deceiving yourself, and you're like a person who looks into a mirror and sees dirt on his face and thinks, oh, I should clean that off, but then is too lazy or doesn't feel like doing it for some reason or another, and you just go your own way. You don't clean your face off after looking in the mirror. So when we look into God's word and we see something in God's word that needs to be fixed in our life, needs to be changed in our life, and we don't do what God's word says, but we just hear it and say, oh, yeah, that sounds good, and just go our same old way, just the same way we've been going, then it says here that we're deceiving ourselves, and it's like this person who looks into the mirror and just goes his way. But whoever looks into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, the difference between continuing therein and going your own way, like the one who looks in the mirror and just goes his own way, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. And in the verses that I just read, the last two verses, here's a couple practical applications of hearing God's word and doing God's word. It says, if any man among you seem to be religious and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is vain. So the first thing that he's looking at here as an example, and this is just one of a thousand examples that could be given, but this one here is we're commanded throughout the scriptures, the Old Testament and the New Testament, to put a watch over our mouth, to bridle our tongue, to be slow to speak, quick to hear, slow to anger. And instead of just blurting out something, instead of getting angry and flying off the handle, as they would say, or going up into orbit with our anger and frustration, if you're a person, or if I'm a person that seems to be religious, oh, I go to church, I wear the right clothes, I do a lot of right things, but then if there's some of these areas that in my personal life, if I have a thought life that is a wicked thought life, or if I'm a liar, or if I'm if I'm an angry person and don't bridle my tongue like it says here, and I'm deceiving my own heart. I notice here in James 1 and also in 1 John, it talks about deceiving our heart quite a few times. It would be a good study. I just encourage you to look at that, where some of these chapters and some of these books have quite a bit about deceiving our own heart. It says, this man's religion is vain. It's worthless. It's useless. It's empty. And then the next example is pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction and to keep himself unspotted from the world. So we have one negative example of not bridling our tongue, but now we have some positive examples. Visiting the fatherless and widows in their affliction. Living our lives for others is what I take out of that verse 27. Living our lives for others. And there's a poem that a dear brother, Brother Denny, would quote often as he was preaching. It's about others. It says, Lord, help me live from day to day in such a self-forgetful way that even when I kneel to pray, my prayer shall be for others. Help me in all the work I do to ever be sincere and true, and know that all I do, I'll do for you must needs be done for others. Let self be crucified and slain and buried deep and all in vain. May efforts be to rise again unless to live for others. And when my work on earth is done and my new work in heaven begun, may I forget the crown I've won while thinking still of others. Others, Lord, yes, others, let this my motto be. Help me to live for others, that I may live like thee. And that's how Jesus lived. He lived for others, and he wants us to live for others. And that's what this verse 27 is saying. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction. And then the next thing here is to keep himself unspotted from the world. And this is a big one in our day and age, keeping ourselves unspotted from the world. And that it's more than just wearing the right kind of clothes, or, you know, wearing suspenders instead of a belt, or, you know, having a certain color. But it's our hearts, it's our lives, and it's the pride of our hearts. You know, we can have pride if we're, horse and buggy. You know, we can have pride in my horse that I paid $12,000 for, and my buggy that I paid, you know, $15,000 for. I can have pride in those things, and it's the same as if, you know, somebody has pride in their car, their vehicle, or whatever. That's what, you know, the world, it can be so deceptive, where we are, we might have a different lifestyle, but it can still be the world in that, if our heart isn't right. I don't know if I'm making myself clear or not, but this says to keep himself unspotted from the world, and that's what God wants us to do, is to be unspotted from the world. Here's a verse out of Micah chapter 6. It says, will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, with 10,000s of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He has told you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you but to do justly, and to love kindness, or love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. That's what he's wanting us to do, is to walk humbly with him, to love mercy, love the things that he loves, and hate the things that he hates. In Matthew, Jesus said, woe unto you, scribes, Pharisees, hypocrites, for you tithe mint and dill and cumin, and have neglected the weightier matters of the law, justice and mercy and faithfulness. These you ought to have done without neglecting the others. And so it's not just a matter of doing good things and being religious, but having our hearts right with the Lord and living our lives for Christ and letting our lives shine to the world around us, opening our mouths and telling people about the love of Jesus and about the righteousness of God. So anyway, I'm sure there's a lot more that could be said about James chapter 1, but it is a wonderful chapter. It's a good chapter to memorize. I encourage you to do that. And yeah, it's been a blessing being able to share here these last 7 days. So God bless you. Thanks for calling in. And may the Lord just strengthen you in your walk with him, that you would find strength daily to serve him and to live your life for him, and to just love him with all your heart. Father, I do pray for each listener. I pray that you would work in each heart and life. Help us all, Lord, to walk with you humbly and live our lives for you without question, without compromise. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.